All right, everyone, welcome to episode 3 of the Virtual GM. It's Spencer.
I'm Cody.
I'm Kyle.
And we have our previous intern, Kyle.
Ex-intern.
Not intern anymore. No, we have our social media coordinator, Kyle. You can see more of him at thevibrantteam.com. And we're really excited because today we're going to be talking about social media and the role that it plays inside of brands and growing your hotel, too. And again, all of this stems from that Growing with Video conference that we went to, but ever since we've gone to that conference, I mean, we've cranked out. How many views do you think we've gotten on just the content that we've putting out?
Put out. Probably too many. I would say roughly too many. Yeah,
a few too many views. Okay,
yeah. just a day alone.
But like a real
day, we hit like 13 plus on ours.
We had one, so we were like 15 plus. We're over 25,000 views today.
To see the video,
I guess because. Yeah.
Greater than
It's been a good day for Vibrant.
To see the video we're talking about, go to Instagram and go to the Vibrant team. And there's this really cool video that Kyle took in the Zion Canyon on his e-bike. We're on e-bikes from Greater Zion e-bikes. Yeah. And it's absolutely amazing. And that climbed to 13,000 views in how many hours?
Like two.
Yeah, I mean, it was absolutely
Instagram's
crazy.
Fickle. I'll say that much.
Yeah, that's been your
That's something we can talk about for sure.
Yeah, so. And then there was another video that was of people jumping in the river, right?
Oh, yeah.
Doing the backflip.
Oh, the flip
out
off.
Of the tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one's fun. You guys should run that one up.
Yeah, that one's been really cool. Yeah. But we went to Growth Video, and, you know, as a client service company, making content for ourselves is something that we never really did until how long
ago? Yeah, we kind of forgot about everybody else. Or we forgot about ourselves. Yeah, yeah, we forgot that we were taking care of everybody else. We forgot about ourselves.
Well, and even our own social media game, just in general, even for our clients, is elevated so much higher than it was a year ago.
Oh, man. Right. I think Vibrant has the least amount of followers out of all our clients.
Well, and even for what we did for our clients, I mean, when you look back to a year ago, what we're doing now, my confidence in our ability to produce content for clients now versus a year ago, how far we've grown, it's amazing. I mean, Allie and I were just laughing today. We were going to originally film this episode at one of our properties in Mesquite. Mm-hmm. It was like 115 degrees, so it was a little bit warm to do it outside. We would have done it, I think.
They wanted me to just sit outside and film a podcast.
And so
I said I wasn't going to do that.
It was burning.
Yeah. We went there today with the whole team, or a big portion of the team, to just produce content. And so we thought it'd be a perfect segue to just kind of talk about content today and the role that it plays. But I think what's important is, especially because this is one episode after Emery went, and Emery's our intern, and she is following the same path that you set a year ago.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So we got her perspective last week, so I think it'd be cool to hear from you. You know, what led you to hospitality? What led you to Vibrant, and then what have your takeaways been, both from school and from Vibrant? So you can answer that in any order you want.
That's good.
But I think those would be good things for the audience to get from you.
Yeah, I got you. So we'll run it from the start of when I got into hospitality.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's great.
So my girlfriend's dad, his name is Scott Beck. If you know that name, then you're probably pretty cool.
If you're in Utah, you know that name.
If you're in Utah, you know that name. So I was skiing with him up at Solitude. And I said, Scott, why do you do this? Why do you do what you do? I was going through school.
Did you just meet him skiing? Or like?
No. Liv and I started dating my sophomore year and freshman.
Gotcha.
At SUU. Shout out Southern Utah University. And, yeah, so I'm up skiing with Scott. And at this point, I have no clue what I'm doing. I was originally an outdoor rec major. Then I was communications.
That makes sense for you, outdoor rec.
Yeah.
I used
to climb a lot. I a little bit of everything.
Follow Airtime Aldridge on Instagram.
Yeah, you can just go ahead and hit the Instagram. It's whatever.
Yeah, right.
So I didn't know what I was going to do. School's never been my thing. It still isn't. Anyway, so I'm talking with Scott, and Scott goes, well, like, this is what I do. I get to travel. I get to tell people about the place I live and love, and I get to have fun. I was like, damn, that sounds really good.
Not a bad gig.
Not a bad gig at all. So, anyways, I come back from that trip. I think it's probably over Christmas break. Come back from that trip. Go to my boss. I currently work at SUU Outdoors, which is our school's outdoor entity.
So, like, they rent, like, the canoes and stuff like that?
Yeah, we rent
What year of school is this for you?
Sophomore year.
Sophomore year, okay.
So, we rent inflatables and we rent so on and so forth.
Right.
Scott tells me I should be a communications major, so I start doing that. And I'll full in, you know, my aim is hospitality, so I'm going to get a hospitality minor and a communications major.
Because communications is pretty broad. You can do like
it's a pretty broad spectrum, right? Yeah. Right. I mean, you're going to dive a little bit into marketing. You're going to dive a little bit into PR.
Graphic design.
Yeah, kind of a little bit of everything. Right. It's not a bad major to have.
It's a healthy mix for sure. Yeah. That's what I studied when I went to BYU Idaho. I was a communications major as well.
Yeah. So, Scott, I'm just going to name and drop him one more time, you know. Scott says, yeah, be a communications major. I don't hire anybody who's not a communications major because they're doing a lot of, you know, ad work, SEO, like a bunch of stuff like that.
Right.
And just real quick so people understand, so Scott Beck at the time was running Visit Salt Lake, which is the DMO for Salt Lake, huge organization with a lot of people under his direction.
Yeah. So under his guidance, I start going to hospitality or to communications with a hospitality minor. I liked my hospitality classes way more than my communications classes. So I just ended up flipping my majors. Or my major and minor.
So you switched to hospitality major, communications.
Yeah. So
minor.
And yeah.
What does that even mean?
It was pretty much. Also, the other thing, a minor is basically like you took almost enough classes to have a major.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so the thing was, I liked my hospitality classes enough that I was taking too many of them to be.
Oh, so you're messing up.
Oh,
your
a comms.
Yeah.
Major.
So I was a comms major, but I had more
hospitality credits.
I was going to get my minor way before my major, so I just flipped them. Because it's going to take me longer to get out of school.
Yeah.
So, and I'm already, you know, I'm in it.
Sure.
Yeah, so Scott, I end up flipping my major and my minor. I got one semester left. I'm really excited. And being in hospitality class is what led me to Vibrant. In March last year? April last year?
Yeah, so SU came on the Hospitality Guild Tour. That would have been 2021, actually, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so 2021.
Yeah, because pandemic hit, didn't really do much. And then, yeah, that was like the first.
So did you go to the tourism summit that we did in Cedar that year in 2020? Or no, that would have been 2019 that we would have done that. So did you go to that? Did you participate in that at all?
I did because my mentor, AJ, who is one of your guys' good friends.
Yeah.
Or our friends.
We shouted her out in the last podcast.
Yeah, shout out AJ again.
Yeah,
love AJ.
Seriously.
Who's been my mentor through all of this, right? So when I was like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I went and sat down and had coffee with AJ and she led me in the right way as far as, hey, switch your major to hospitality.
That's awesome.
So you did go to that?
I went to the one at SUU.
You did, okay.
Yeah, so I went to that in the big Hogwarts Hall.
Yeah. And what did you think of that at the time? Like, because you didn't know us, you weren't engaged.
Yeah,
with us,
I wasn't. If I remember, she was giving me extra credit to be there. So AJ, again, shout out. AJ gave me extra credit to go because I'm not a great student. So she gave me extra credit to go to that, and I went to it, and I loved it. Like, I thought it was super rad. It was cool watching Southern Utah come together.
Do you know, did you go on day one or day two?
When was the speed painter there?
Day two.
I was there for day two.
Cool. So you got to see Chad Porter.
Yep. Chad was...
He's the guy who lost his leg in the ski boat accident.
Huh. Wow. Oh, yeah, as a kid. I forgot about that.
He's amazing.
Oh, you guys should look him up. He's rad.
And if you want to know more about what we're talking about, it's wearesoutah.com. It's Southern Utah Tourism Summit, something that we put together and ran for 3 years. And then it got to the point that it was starting to cannibalize some of the Utah Tourism office efforts. And so at their request, we stopped doing it.
Just a little flex.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if legally I'm allowed to say that, but... No one's listening.
One day this is going to spin up.
Yeah, one day this is going to show up. We're going to get in trouble. Yeah. But that's okay.
Damn it, Vibrant.
So you went to that. So you kind of got like your toes in the sand, like a little bit in the water with us.
I checked it out. I think I met Breck.
Did you think anything at that time? Like, oh, this group is cool. No.
No, I was just like, you know, another group.
That's funny.
Joss. I remember Joss's hair.
You always think you're cooler than you are, you know?
Yeah, like, I mean...
I don't know. I just think maybe like Kyle probably was also like just in the world of like, wow, this is like a really big thing, you know? So
it felt a lot bigger than now that I know what it was.
Yeah. But it was also
huge.
It
was huge.
It was the most people ever in that hall.
It was huge, but how many of you put it together?
Oh, just our little team.
It was probably overwhelming, right? Like you're stepping into hospitality.
Yeah, this is my first.
So everyone's probably like, I mean, even for me, like, stepping into hospitality 6 months ago, like, even, like, sometimes,
yeah, like, oh.
For you, 4 years, like, there probably are times where it's like, oh, wow, like, there are Scott Becks out there, right?
For sure, yeah. So, absolute legends in the game.
Okay, right. So you went to that, then you came to our hospitality guild.
Yeah.
And what was unique about Kyle that I can say is that he was the most willing to be vocal and engaged and to say, I remember we were going around the room and I think Breck asked, like, what does everyone in the room want to do? And you said, I want to do what you guys are doing. And then you came up to us and you're like, hey, look, I want to. And at this time, we'd never done it before. So it's not like we even knew we were going to have an intern from it. Like, we were just doing it really for AJ. Mm-hmm. And then you came up to us after at the dwellings, like, I want to do this.
Yeah, I remember hearing you guys talk about what you were doing, right? Like, to preface this, yesterday I went to Springdale, which is the gateway to Zion for those of you who don't know.
That was a fun trip, yeah.
Yeah, I went to Springdale. I met up with Spencer and Leah, who I'm sure you guys will...
She'll be on another episode.
Yeah, she's our director of marketing.
Yeah, director of marketing. So
marketing work, yeah.
I went to Springdale with Spencer and Leah, and I run our social media, so I ran around and did content for all of our properties in Springdale, which I think right now is like 6.
Yeah, there's a lot.
There's a ton up there.
Let's count them really quick. So you've got Bungalows at Zion. They're about to be live August 10th.
Matt, you guys, everybody go check out Bungalows.
Greater Zion E-Bikes.
Greater Zion E-Bikes.
Watchman Villas.
Cliff Rose.
Flanagan's. Five Pedals. Cliff Rose and Hummingbird Villa. So we have seven
in Springdale. So I ran around and hit all of our properties, each of which is just incredible and totally unique and different from the other. So for me, like, I'm extremely ADD and love variety. So for me to be able to go somewhere, go to one spot and then do 7 different things, is super fun. And then that evening, so I went out and rode e-bikes all night.
Yeah. Which you're a biker. Like,
I love biking. E-bikes are cheating, but it's still super fun.
But it's fun to get outside.
I was going to go on record.
You got to talk about that.
E-bikes are cheating.
but you should talk about riding up the canyon, because I don't think that's something that people even know. That
no.
Not as a tangent or anything, but it's cool.
If you show up to Zion and you've missed a shuttle by 1 minute, how long do you think you are to the next one?
Oh, gosh. Well, it depends.
If you're in the park.
In the town of Springdale, you got 20 minutes for the next one.
Okay,
so you got to get to the park.
Springdale.
Then you got to get in the line
for that
in
shuttle.
The park to get into the Zion shuttle.
So yeah. I've done the shuttle route, and I think it took us a total... And it was holiday weekend. It was busy.
Yeah.
Crazy. Right. I think it was just post-COVID. It probably took us a good, 2 hours with my girlfriend's family. It probably took us, a good 2 hours to get up to the Narrows.
Yeah.
Which was a blast.
Yeah. So, and that's, for people who don't know, that's the very end of the canyon. Riverwalk Trail starts at the very last stop.
Yep. Right. Last night, we got up to the Narrows in, 25, 30 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
And we stopped and jumped in the river.
And that's almost the same amount of times it takes on the shuttle, too.
So if you're gonna go, if you're gonna go to Springdale, get an e-bike specifically from Greater Zion E-Bikes.
Greater Zion E-Bikes.
Yeah, that's Greater Zion E-Bikes on Instagram.
Follow us on Instagram.
We only have 19 followers currently.
Yeah, go ahead and run that up.
We just launched today.
Our first post has how many posted that? Or how many views did that
get? I don't know. Look it up.
It was over 8,000.
My phone's not here.
I got it.
It was over 8,000, and we had no followers when the post went up.
Yeah,
and
so it's great growth for Vibrant today.
What's cool about it too is that your views are unobstructed on an e-bike. You know what I mean? When you're in the shuttle,
No, that's the best part. And that was the thing. Like, yesterday...
And you guys stopped at the
river. I've done it on a pedal bike.
Okay, so that post has 8,422 likes.
With
8,422 views. 392 likes.
And that's with 0 followers to start the day.
Yeah, that's
We can also play this video on the side of
the podcast. We'll put it up here. It's absolutely amazing.
I mean, it's just absolutely gorgeous, and like you just said, it's totally unobstructed. Anyways, go check that out. That's really cool. But the whole purpose of this conversation is that's my job. I got to go and experience something that people do, or people save up for a full year to come and experience.
That's their dream. That's their dream.
Yeah, that's the dream. Oh my God, we get to go to Zion?
Yeah.
I'll never forget getting out of a plane in Ethiopia, and there was a Visit Utah banner outside of the plane.
That's wild.
It was amazing.
But people
saved their whole life to do exactly what you got to do.
What I
basically 2 days in a row.
2 days in a row, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, so to preface this, I go to Springdale yesterday. I shoot content all day. I stay in bungalows. Absolutely incredible. As soon as that launches, everybody needs to be in there. It's wonderful. So I stay at bungalows. And then
And don't forget Flanagan's. So Flanagan's is a marketing client of ours. Wow. They've got the number one restaurant in Springdale.
It's called Spotted Dog.
They got the only sommelier in all, I believe, all of Washington County.
We didn't even take advantage of the sommelier.
And
we screwed that
up. Their food is unreal. And you guys got the whole marketing team got to go have a dinner there last night just to make content.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And the food was amazing, too. I'd been, but that was Kyle's first time.
I've never been.
Have you really not?
Yeah, I've never been.
Oh, man. Cade, plug your ears.
Cade. We need to get this guy.
Cade, those comp cards, bro.
I'm just always grinding, you know? So it's like I'm just...
Yeah, right. Office. Yeah.
Somebody's got to work.
It's like a... It's
yeah,
like
we're
a,
just never there.
The thing is, it's like it's a rising grind situation, and so...
The cool part about that, though, was like we were up there as a marketing team. We got to have a marketing meeting in one of our properties.
Yeah.
We got to go to a meeting with a Hilton Hilton property.
Yeah.
And then we got to go with a marketing client to their restaurant, and they treated us to this beautiful
dinner. My. It was
awesome.
Incredible. I had the ahi tuna, if you haven't been.
It was Kyle's first ahi tuna.
My first ahi tuna, and it was
so good.
Phenomenal.
Amazing.
Yeah. I asked Spencer, I go, is it like the stuff that comes in the can?
No, you didn't.
No, you really did. Oh, he absolutely
like
did.
Partially messing, but also
we're gonna edit that.
We're reading the menu, and I was like, "Dude, have you ever had ahi tuna?" And he's like, "No." It's like the stuff comes out of the can. It's like, "No, the stuff out of the can is disgusting."
It's a big, beautiful.
This is where it's
at. It basically looked like a steak. It was it was ahi tuna, but seared.
And they
tuna's the best, man.
And they put like some seasoning.
Also, I am a Moscow. I would consider myself a Moscow Mule aficionado.
Yeah,
thank you. We nailed that.
Yeah, we did nail that. Sometimes we finish.
Yeah, exactly.
I was gonna say that. That's crazy. I was going to say Savant, so I'm glad that I didn't participate.
Yeah, maybe well, stay in your lane.
Marketing teams, they're just built different.
Their Moscow meals were great. Their bartender was wonderful. I don't know their name, but they're wonderful.
Yeah, it was all
right. Also, rumor has it the best old-fashioned in Utah.
Yeah, it was really good.
No shit.
I am also an old-fashioned aficionado.
Really good?
Yeah,
I've heard much grander words from you. Much grander.
Much grander.
Huge.
I mean,
bigger than large.
No, it was really good. And I am picky about my old fashions too. Like, I've sent old fashions back. Even in Vegas, sometimes they're just shit. But these ones are so good. I was disappointed though, because they brought in like almost like a jar looking glass. That's not how you serve an old fashioned. But the taste was good. I did like the taste. So
I loved my Moscow meal.
This is a great old fashioned.
I do not know
glass.
This guy.
And this is perfect.
Just to circle us back.
Oh,
I don't actually
about?
Know where we started. We're here now. I can't remember the starting point, but you were talking about.
Yeah, we're recording a podcast.
Yeah,
was this a podcast that we were just talking?
Yeah, it's basically that's what it is. Yep. So we talked about how we were talking about your hospitality guild.
Yeah.
Right. And so, what in that moment made you think like, oh, I want to join this team?
Man, we really got that far off track.
Yeah, no, we certainly
that's
did.
Incredible.
We did, but it's all valuable.
All good conversation.
Yeah, no, yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Run that question back for me.
So if you can, because this is a while ago, right? But if you can put yourself back to that time when you were in that room just as an SU student, no relation to us whatsoever, what made you decide, like, man, this is where I want to go spend my time?
To
Vibrant specifically.
No, to be honest, nothing. To be totally honest, like, I didn't, it was like, this is really, wait. Are you talking about when the guild came or when...
When you guys were at our properties doing the tour and you decided...
Yeah, the guild, not the conference.
The disappointment in Cody's face when I said nothing.
I was genuinely surprised too. I was like, that's not the story you told me.
I was about to just hit the volume on the mic and reset and we're gonna recap.
Yeah, right,
that.
Yeah.
No, this is great.
Okay, hospitality.
This is how my brain works.
I wouldn't have it any other way, to be honest.
Yeah, that's perfect. I'm glad. At the guild, no, you guys told me, like, we did this today, we did this yesterday, we are going to do this tomorrow. You know, like...
So the variety is what...
The variety is what got me. One, I needed an internship. I didn't know that I was going to love it as much as I do.
That's actually something we didn't talk about at Emory. We should talk about now. So at Southern University, if you're in the hospitality program, you have to have so many hours of internship within hospitality in order to get your degree.
That's how good of a student that I am. I am currently, you know, done with my internship, doing my work hours. I don't know how many hours I'm supposed to be doing. I think I've done it. I think it's over.
However many hours you need, I'm sure.
I'll have to talk to AJ about it.
I was going to say, bring the slip. It's signed.
For people inside of the industry who are looking for employees, most likely the hospitality programs in your areas have a similar requirement. And so it's like you and Emory, there literally isn't a better a better set of individuals to bring into your organization, because one, you guys have to do it, and two, you want to do it.
Right? Yeah.
Like you're obligated for your degree to come do that work, and it's the work you aspire to do. So there's not a better audience of people that you could pursue. Right?
No, and a management company is a great place to do it too, instead of just like...
We get way more variety.
So much more variety.
Great. Yeah, because the other options for me in my case were...
Hotel staff.
Yeah, go be the night auditor at the Best Western in Cedar City. Like, for me, that's going to drive me up a wall. I'm going to go crazy.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to go back to that time. So variety, you're like, this is what I want. That's what I want
to
do.
This is what I want. And then when Breck asked, he was literally going around the room and said, like, what do you guys want to do? And after just listening to you guys, I was like, this is one. Like, you can tell you guys all had character. You guys were all different. You all had fun. Like, it seemed very much like that. One of you probably said, shit, fuck, while we were in class, you know?
Just I think that clear, was the very
Kyle's the first person to drop an F-bomb on the podcast.
Mom, I'm sorry.
Money was on me, but Kyle won.
Congrats, Kyle.
We don't know. We got to review the
Give
tape.
Give it up for Kyle. Attaboy, Kyle.
Congratulations.
I think, well, in my defense, one of you said it first.
No, I don't think we said it on the podcast. No.
Oh, yeah. On the podcast.
No, like, in general in life, perhaps.
Oh, that's probably true.
Yeah. I'm a little older than you. Just a little. I probably said it before you.
Anyways, family, I'm sorry. Thank you for listening. One of you guys, like, it was a very relaxed, very fun environment, and that was exactly what I needed as the person that I am, and I knew that. So when he asked, "What do you want to do?" Somebody said, "I want to manage a hotel." Somebody else said, "I want to manage a restaurant," and I made eye contact with Breck, and he said, "What do you want to do?" And I said, I want to do this. Like, I want to do what you guys do. And then after, I immediately came up and was like, hi, I'm Kyle, and I want to do what you want to do. And then after that, I came up again and was like, hey, how do I do what you do?
Yeah, right. Funny story. We're sitting in the office one day, and Brett goes, dude, whatever happened to that Kyle guy? We got to hire him. I said, yeah, no, I know. I hired him. He starts tomorrow. It's like, oh, sick.
Yeah, it's done. So, and then I showed up to the office and...
Okay, so let's go. So now you're with us, and your growth has been awesome. I mean, to see
that's
your...
That's good to hear. I've not heard that yet, so...
To see your growth, and because even when you started, right, just similar to Emery, it's like, when you come in as an intern, it's like, all right, well, there's a whole variety of things you can do.
Yeah, where do I fit?
Let's just see where the chips fall, right? Yeah. And there is no guarantee of a position after the fact. It's just like, you're an intern for now, and when it's all said and done, we'll see
what happens. Yeah, for sure.
And then so you ended up being able to stay with us and work. You work remotely through school.
Super convenient.
And now you've been back with us in the office, which has been amazing. And you can, I mean, if you just went back and looked at all of our social media, you would see the growth, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, today, your Vibrant post got 850 plus likes.
Oh, Vibrant got 13.
No, likes. Got over 850 likes.
Yeah, I got a lot of likes.
That may be as many likes as our entire history prior to that.
Actually, might be.
It's probably more than all of that.
Truth be told.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, just in one go. The progression of you has been phenomenal to watch. It's really exciting to see. And so what I think would be interesting to talk about now is, like, you came in not knowing us, not necessarily knowing what we do. So what was the most surprising takeaway that you had in that first summer as an intern?
I have a question for you after this, too.
And for the audience, these are all off the cuff, so he didn't have time to prepare.
What's the most surprising thing
from that summer? Was the thing that when the summer was over, like, wow, this was eye-opening, or this was interesting, this was intriguing, I never expected this, here's what it is. What are those unknowns?
I got you. I think for me, like, I didn't realize... I've had fun jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I worked ski shops most of my life.
Been a bartender.
I'm a bartender. You know, fun social jobs. I didn't know work could be, like, rewarding. And I don't mean that in, like, it's so rewarding. Like, I genuinely mean that. Like, I go home and I feel good about the way I'm spending my time.
That's absolutely.
Because it feels productive.
That's a pretty profound answer.
Because it feels productive.
Yeah,
because it feels is. Yeah, it feels like I'm doing something.
You also learn,
worthwhile.
Too. Like, it's, like, just bettering yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it... Yeah, there's no, like... Like, I've worked a lot of fun jobs. I worked as
a
raft shop manager.
Jobs.
I that's all I do. Like, I refuse to work not fun jobs.
Yeah.
Kyle,
but to be rewarded
be
for that as well was a game changer. And that's why at the end of the summer I was like, hey, I want to keep doing this.
That's a dope answer. What, you had a question for him?
Yeah, so you asked about the things that you didn't expect. So today we had a post that hit 13,000 views. We had the same one do over 800 likes. How can, and we're doing this for all of our properties, right?
Yeah.
And the companies that we manage, and they're getting crazy views and results as well. If you were to open a property tomorrow, regardless of location, what's the first thing that you would do on your Instagram or just your social media in general?
Ooh.
Like, you own the results.
Post. I think the first thing that I would do is post. Because here's the thing with Instagram right now. It does not matter what you're putting up. Obviously, make it on brand. Make it
for sure.
You. Make it your property.
But to your point, you posted two amazing videos today and on two different socials. One got 13,000, one got 8,000. The videos are almost the same. So it's like you just never know where Instagram's going to take it.
Right.
As an example, in the case of just posting. So we manage this wonderful property called Flanagan's. I neglected to post because I was nervous to jump into that sphere. I was nervous to jump into their followers. I was nervous to take charge of that account.
Yeah. I'm going to pull up their Instagram right now so we can talk more about
that. Yeah, I was nervous to take charge of that account. The second I did, it performed. And it's not a fact. It's not the fact of like... And it was performing well before. But my fear was that I would jump in and it would not do as well.
Yeah, right.
And then I think the first reel we took did...
It has like 3,500 likes.
Yeah.
Views.
Which, you know, isn't in, like crazy, but it was the most that
but
they had
done. But it's more than they'd ever had in their post.
And not to knock anything, because like it was all good stuff.
Yeah.
And
but it wasn't their brand. Like... And it's okay, we can say that.
Yeah.
But, like, it's
It felt off brand, and I didn't want to jump in on that.
What is this, a 7-second video, and it has 173 likes, 32 comments, and 3,543 views.
Yeah, and I don't say this in a sense of, like, look at me, you know? But in the sense of, like, just get in there and do it.
On a scale from 1 to 10, like, effort-wise?
It takes zero effort.
Yeah.
It really does. Like, posting on social media takes zero effort. I ripped... 6 posts in the time from like 9 a.m. till 11:30 when I left the office.
Yeah.
I think I put up like 6 posts and all of them performed wonderfully. And I, you know, I went into my phone, picked a song.
Yeah.
I like this video. That one doesn't go. Okay, that one's great. I like that one. Bang. Type out a caption.
Right.
Send it. And, like, it really doesn't... Like, don't fire me, because it takes a lot of work, I promise.
No.
I promise it takes work. No, but in the end, like, it really is effortless. And if you're opening a property today...
Well, I think what you're even saying when you say effortless, it's more of it's skillless. Because it's not a skill to do it. You just have to do it.
You have to do it.
So it's more important to do it than even to do it well, because if you're doing nothing, if you're waiting to be good, that's like saying, I'll go to the gym when I'm fit.
It's a matter of discipline. Like, you just have to make time.
Even today, so we went to our property in Mesquite Highland Estates Resort, and their pool is amazing, and so that's where we wanted to get our content.
Nice.
So we probably spent like an hour in their pool area, and we got enough content now to cover us for almost like the next month of posting.
Yeah,
right?
So, for sure.
And we had a good time while we're doing it. I think the thing is that if you're doing work right, then it's not work.
Yeah. Well, and that's what everybody says, right? Like, do something you love and you never work a day in your life. Blah, blah, blah.
I don't think five of us went to Mesquite today. I don't imagine anyone left today being like, man, that...
What a waste of time.
Yeah.
No, I definitely did not.
Yeah, I mean, for those that are even watching on the video, like, my hair is still a little messed up. Because we were just in the pool an hour and a half ago.
Yeah.
Recording content, but all at the same time, like, we were building up a team. I mean, it's the best thing that you can do.
Yeah, for sure.
The other thing, too, that we talked about on our last podcast episode with Emery is just, like, how Europeans aren't back yet. The euro and the dollar
were
together.
It's a whole new world this year.
It's crazy because
COVID is, like, ran its course, right?
Yeah, So COVID came in, screwed everything up.
Right.
And then also made it better for us business-wise.
Made it better for, like, state-wise, yeah.
But it's, like, this weird roller coaster, right?
Crushed.
And so now, like, is the best time to go back to that question. If you were going to... create and open a property today,
yeah.
you would have to be posting. You really should be posting this type of content all the time, because you have to focus on domestic travelers now. And I know you can speak a lot yeah. more to that, but the activity that's just happening on your smartphone and the views that are going towards video
is absolutely incredible.
Yeah. In fact, I just heard a stat, not to cut you off, but more than 50% of millennials, Generation Z, and I can't remember what the other generation is, but they're using TikTok and Instagram Reels more as their search engine than Google.
Little insider fact for you guys and you two.
That's a weird notification.
Movie recording stop.
That was.
I wonder how long ago that was.
The recording has been stopped automatically. The maximum recording time has been reached.
Oh, that's not good.
Returned.
I'm going to take that bitch back.
Okay.
Can you start a new video right now?
I'm going
it's probably, what, 30 minutes? Oh, okay. Wait, see how long the last video was.
Well, we're right about, yeah, it's about 30 minutes.
So we can
is 30. It in 4K, you think?
No, it's in 1080.
We're recording now.
Give me 30 seconds.
And start the stopwatch.
Bloop. My phone just
turned
on. My
whiskey's been gone.
Bro, I'm babying this Tito's. Can we get a refill? Let's go on record here and say we're taking a break.
This break is brought to you by Jameson.
And Tito's, Austin's favorite vodka. What's that?
We're going to have to look into that.
Do you know where we're at, though, so we can maybe bump back to
that? Let's just say this. In the event... Oh, shit. You know what I just realized? That's fine.
We're recording this audio. We can dice it up.
Well, and also, if you're listening to the podcast and you just heard us fucking about...
That's our camera cut out.
So here's the important thing, though, right? Is that we don't know what we're doing, first and foremost. But we're doing it, and that's what's more important,
and that's
right?
And that's what I'm trying to get to with Instagram, right? Like, post... It's all that matters. Like, yeah. as long as you're like, if you're scared to get into social media, do it.
What was that Gary Vee thing we were listening to in our office?
What did he say? And I quote,
and this is crazy, but I mean, it's.
I'm not going to quote him because I don't know the exact numbers, but essentially it was you should be creating you should be posting 7 to 27. Or bits 9 to 21. Right, yeah, 7 no. to 21 or 20.
So, I think it was in the 20s for sure.
So Gary Vee, who has done wonders on social media and all that stuff, you should be posting 7 to 27 times across 3 to 9 platforms every day. Now, that being said, as someone who is only, you know, if you're building your personal brand, run that up. Do whatever it is. If you want to be a hotel, you want to be podcasters, you want to be whatever it is yeah, that you're right. doing, let people know. Because there's no other way for people to know. Like, we're going
to
take
and
this.
Give them the most chance
I'm gonna,
to find
this
it.
Right here, this right, right here, I'm going to chop this up, and it is going to go on Instagram as a reel.
And YouTube Shorts and TikTok.
No, I'm telling them right now. Like, this yeah. is going on TikTok. Or, not on TikTok. Well, I could go on TikTok, too. This is going on Instagram as a reel. So, when you guys see this... go check out the podcast.
Well, and I think so if you're on the podcast and you can't see us, what just happened is, so this is funny. So last, we were using a camera I bought my wife 10 years ago.
Yeah, right.
Last week to record our YouTube video.
Yep.
And turns out it has a max record limit of 12 minutes and our podcasts are about an hour.
God damn it.
And so we only had 12 minutes of video. So then we thought, you know what? We're committed. We're going to buy a new camera. So today, Spencer here went to an establishment and purchased himself a very nice and quite expensive camera, so we wouldn't have a recording limit. Well, just recently, Kyle started looking at the camera.
About 3 minutes ago.
And I thought to myself,
you were here for it.
Why is he looking at That's the camera so too. Intently? And sure enough, this camera also stopped recording.
Son of a bitch.
About a 30-minute limit.
So if you're listening on
we can fix that.
The podcast and you're wondering why did it get so weird, it's because we tried to fix that. So we're re-recording now. And we'll just splice it together as one. But if you're listening to the podcast, I don't even think we change it. I think you leave it genuine because these are the struggles of trying to figure it out. But I think you're better to try and figure it out and have a blunder than to say we're not going to do it till it's perfect.
Shit happens. Will you grab my phone, Spencer?
Yeah, is it the one?
It's the one just that Allie left on the floor. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Allie. Thanks, man.
Yeah,
I was doing some. You guys can see it on our social media. I was doing some
check
behind the scenes stuff. Check it us. Check
at
us
the
out.
Vibrant team.
At the Vibrant team on Instagram. Let's go through Vibrant real quick, just to give you guys a look into the blunders. So I'm gonna and I'll pull this up.
And blunders are okay. That's
blunders
why we're
are
doing
totally
all this.
Fine.
I'd rather have a blunder than have no content.
I have a reel right here. that I took, that I put on Cliff Rose, which is one of our properties, a beautiful property. It's a Curio by Hilton. I have a post that we put on Cliff Rose that did phenomenal. I think we hit, you know,
over 10K.
I think it was 10K easy, yeah. It did phenomenal on Cliff Rose. Oh, we put it on our Instagram. It hit 145 views and 18 likes. Oh, the next post, 3,000 views, 121 likes. Make sure that's muted. Next video, 600. Next video, 800. Next video, 1,000. Next video of a damn puppy who looks incredible, and you guys should go look at that one.
Yeah, it's a very handsome puppy.
500 views, 31 likes. Next video, it's my feet. Well, not in that way.
It starts with your feet, though.
It's me walking on some red dirt, and then I pan to our beautiful Flanagan's property, and that video did 9K.
That one was crazy.
And
wild.
I got loads
almost
of
300
messages.
Likes.
I got so many messages about that video.
Well, here's... And
it's
then,
crazy.
And then the next video did 14. We're at 14.2, by the way, now.
I just saw
I don't know if you guys...
Wow.
Yeah, so huge. That video that we were talking about earlier, the 13K, that's
so we went up from 1,000 just from the time that we've been watching this, or making the podcast.
Right. Essentially, I don't know that we checked at the beginning, but since the beginning of the
I did. I
was
going to
say, I looked too, yeah.
It was 13.4.
Yeah.
At the beginning of this.
At the start of the podcast, yeah.
So we've been up 1,000.
And that is just absolutely insane.
For those of you curious, that is the beautiful dog in the background barking. If you can hear that bark, that's also the beautiful dog in the Vibrant Team video. Anyways, and then the next post after that has, so we did 14.2 thousand and then 1,300. So,
and I actually like the 1,300 view photo video reel.
It's pretty
cool. I like better.
Yeah, it's cool. So what I'm trying to say is it doesn't matter what you're doing. Just do it.
Take as many shots as possible.
Take as, yeah, because what do they say? You miss all the shots you don't take.
It's Wayne Gretzky. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
God, what
what a great quote.
Anyway, so get out there and post. Like, who cares?
Also, is it Michael Jordan that said that, or is it Wayne Gretzky?
It's Wayne Gretzky. It's from The Office, because it says, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Scott.
Let's look it up really quick.
Rip who it. Said you miss 100% of the shots you don't take?
Oh, it just is not going to read it back to me.
That's
back
a bummer.
Yeah, Siri.
What's Siri saying?
Ritu Basin. That was 2021, though. I don't believe that. Wayne Gretzky missed 100% of the shots.
Shoot, man, look at that.
Spencer coming in with the facts.
I knew it was either Michael Jordan or Michael Scott.
That's anyways, the moral of this long, this prolonged
it was, it's is associated
this
with
diatribe.
The moral of this is post. Because that's all that matters. In the end, like you miss 100% of the shots you don't take if you're not posting every day or every other day, or if you're not consistent. You need to be consistent. If you're not, if you post once every, you know, 6 months,
yeah, right.
Where's the growth going to come from?
What do you think about, like, if someone says, let's say a new property is like, I want to be on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. What else is out there?
YouTube Shorts.
YouTube Shorts.
Yeah.
What's your recommendation?
Now I'm not officially a social media expert, but I am of, what am I? I'm technically a millennial. I'm a cusper. Is that what they're called?
Yeah, you're right.
Are you?
I'm on the cusp. I'm 96.
I know I'm right on the cusp, and I'm 95.
Yeah, I mean, same.
You might as well be a millennial, though.
Yeah, I'm basically.
Yeah, you are.
I think I am technically a millennial. Anyways.
I wonder what the years are.
Moral of the story. Oh. If you can do it correctly and you can do it consistently, get on everything.
Yeah.
You see Wendy,
and
Wendy's,
you,
right?
If you can't, you say choose one?
No.
I don't know.
No, obviously, if there's a choice of yes or no, go yes.
I still think like the answer is all of them, because like even the reason we're doing this is because we went to Grow With Video, and Sean gets absolutely destroyed on LinkedIn.
We love you, Sean.
Yeah, Sean, we love you.
It's not a personal thing.
Hey,
like, that's just
like,
what happens.
Like, you Grow With Video, but I'm just saying, like, your LinkedIn likes are low, bro. It's just us.
It is Cody and I. Cody and I are.
I throw a like in occasionally.
Right, I think my best post ever on LinkedIn has like, I don't know, 528 likes.
But,
and I think Sean's is like 8, and Sean's a king.
But the beauty of this, the beauty of this is that Sean is
on
there
right now.
The beauty
he's
of
doing
this
it.
Is Sean is
he's
doing
he's
it
actually
consistently.
Doing
it. Check
he's
it out. Consistent. Sean, we have our notifications.
Look at this. Sean's right at the top. I literally just opened LinkedIn.
And look who liked it.
His
boy.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Here's
I like
the thing.
It in
and
sleep.
Sean, I hope you're listening. And obviously you will, because
boom, just posted
what did
on.
You say last time? You guys are going to be speaking at...
Yeah, we're either going to be on a panel or a keynote or Grow With Video 2023.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
And today
you guys
is
remember that.
July 21st of 2020.
The moral of this story.
We've been calling it since we were there last year.
Yeah. The moral of this story is that Sean is doing it no matter what.
Right.
He's not getting great interaction.
Yeah, and he's not allowing those lack of
likes. But in 5 years, he'll be psyched about it because the platform will have evolved, and he probably will be.
And he'll have taken off. And that's what's important is that you're consistent no matter what it is, even if you get just eaten alive.
Yeah, right.
Well, and I mean, for us, it's not like our podcast is blown up, our YouTube videos are blown up. We just know.
No, what do we have? Tens of viewers.
Yeah, right now we're kind of crushing it, tens of tens. But I think what was super valuable, I brought a video that one guy talked, and he showed his YouTube subscribers.
Is that Alex?
I can't remember. No, it wasn't Alex. It was some other guy. And he started with 10, and then he had 90.
This is the guy who did the trading cards.
Yeah, and then he had like 180, and then he had 4,000.
Yeah,
and now he's got who knows?
Multiple millions.
Thousands upon thousands. But that's how it starts, right? Like, the one thing that's unique about any platform is we all start at zero.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Amin Giri started at zero. They had zero followers when they started their Instagram. Yeah. We all started. Reggie Carlton started at zero followers. We all started at zero. So we all start from the same place. And I think this is a Gary Vee's thing, right? If what we're saying is relevant, people are going to find it.
Right. What I love what he says because he's like, the algorithm's not broken. Your content is shit.
Yeah, your content
is shit. Yeah.
And so if we produce good content, we're seeing it. Yeah. If it's good, now regardless of what we believe to be good or not.
Yeah, I thought the puppy video was great. So apparently, society did not.
Yeah, they don't.
That's okay.
And it's not the algorithm.
And here's the thing. Here's the thing: is you can't take that personally either.
Yeah.
No.
Right.
Because people have personal preferences. You can't exactly, and that's what a lot of people do.
So you did the puppy video on dwellings, and it got
puppy didn't hit dwellings. That was on us.
No, you did. You also did on dwellings, but then shortly after you did the puppy in the water with Live on the Swing. Yeah, go reels right
this
here.
Is just what happens when you so post let's just so look much at it.
Oh yeah, it rips. Okay,
so the puppy did how many
so
views?
I posted a video of Cody and his daughter Liv and then the puppy in the water. This is on a rope swing over a creek. Absolutely gorgeous. Check out the dwellings.co on Instagram as well. 10,200.
And the next one,
and the next puppy? One of the puppy, which I also posted on Vibrant. That video had 879.
Yeah, so 10,000 likes. 800. And then you did
one
of you.
That's 295 likes, and the next one is 39 likes.
Well,
and then the next one is, 3K. So
yeah,
it's
right.
It doesn't matter. You just got to keep going. You just have to keep going. And I think so back to you asked me, should you run every account? The answer to that is yes, and pick which account is going to do what for you. Our TikTok. Hey, guys. You're on your phones. I'm trying to hang out with you.
I'm pulling up the data.
So our TikTok is vibrant being vibrant. Just doing vibrant things. We're a pretty rowdy bunch. We have a lot of fun. Our that's TikTok well is...
Huh? I said that's well said.
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of fun. Our TikTok is vibrant being vibrant. Our Instagram is vibrant being vibrant at work.
Correct.
And then... Our YouTube is this.
Yeah.
Our podcasts are this.
Right. It's all different.
And if we had a Twitter, it'd be funny as hell.
So
we would absolutely roast people.
Since we're talking about the dwellings, so we officially jumped on their social media a month ago. And since then, our reach is up 5,727%. Our accounts reached, that's that number, our accounts engaged are up 9,820%.
You know what I'm
going to... And what that really is a reflection of is the Reels.
Absolutely.
Because Instagram is in a battle with TikTok for supremacy, right?
Yeah.
And so they're pushing out the similar content, which is Reels. And so I think you just have to know...
They're shoving video content.
What's in demand,
crazy.
And that's what they want. And so obviously, when a post of ours does 14,000 views today... It's because it made it onto the discovery page, and you got to produce what people want.
So one of the right before we took over the dwellings, which is an incredible property in Laverkin, and I'm just gonna plug all our properties because they're absolutely phenomenal.
We don't have bad properties.
No, we literally don't have any bad properties. The right before we took over, their last post was March 15th, 2021, and it did well. But the fact that in the last 30 days we grew. 30 days, we grew accounts engaged, 9,000%. We hit 9,000% more than we did
in the last 30
in the
days.
Last, no, in the last year, dude.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, and for
anyone
listening
to this. This is May 2021.
for anyone listening to this too, like
March
the ideas that we're getting,
this is over a year ago.
That's wild.
I think I'm not a math guy.
Yeah. Did you carry the two? Yeah.
The ideas we're getting is just like, aren't you just like Googling ideas like what should I post on a reel?
No, like I just sit on my phone and go reels.
Oh, this one would be cool.
Oh, I like this one.
Yeah, right.
Bang. Yeah. Let's do something similar or same.
It's perfect.
And go from there. Or, you know, sometimes you're out and you get the perfect shot and you're excited about it.
Yeah, right.
Like if you went to the Vibrant team on Instagram and looked at our recent bike video.
Yeah.
We'll just put it on the screen.
Yeah.
For those of you watching. For those of you listening, go to the Vibrant team.
Yeah, right.
Anyways, you can just, like, sometimes it just happens. But sorry, there's just a hair on this mic, and it's been driving me wild.
He already said he's ADD, so it's all good.
Yeah, that's on me. It's just like a personal thing. You don't need to worry about it.
Meds are wearing off.
No meds. Med free. Med free since 93. Probably should be. Yeah, man. Really, the bottom line is get out and post, damn it.
Yeah.
Like, why? If you are trying to run a property.
For real.
If you are trying to run a property and you are not posting consistently, and I mean this on all platforms, if you are not running your Google ads up, you are not running, and this is something I'm excited
wherever
you
are,
to talk about.
Yeah,
wherever right. you're, whatever you're doing, do it well.
And do it consistently.
Do it consistently. Yeah,
yeah, be disciplined.
Don't do it well. Do it consistently.
Yeah.
Because that's
more
what matters.
Than even the quality.
You don't need to do it well. Gary Vee says that every day.
Yeah.
Not to just like, you know, Gary, if
but
you
no,
listening, we love you.
We talked about last week with Emery, because the growth video, these guys were spending up to $45,000 a month on developing content. I'm like, man, sometimes like I've got all this professional equipment and like videographers and the whole thing, but sometimes I just grab my phone and rip a video in my kitchen. The engagement's better. So it's like
the
there
amount
is
of,
no rhyme or reason.
The amount of
that's
technology.
Why
the power off of
do
this
it.
Thing is crazy.
The amount of technology in our hand is what did somebody, I don't know if you said it, somebody said it the other day.
Oh, yeah, send you to the moon. More than what we send people to the moon on.
That is the truth, yeah. There's
which
more
is
power
crazy.
In here than what the man.
And also what's funny is we've done three videos now. We did one on Spencer's iPhone. Perfect. We did one on a DSLR. 12
shit.
Minutes. And we did one on a brand new Canon vlogging thing that we bought, and it cut us off halfway through.
We're gonna have to figure that out or return it.
The only,
the only thing that's come through
is an iPhone.
Is the iPhone.
That's your dang phone.
Yeah, we might have to switch back to the iPhone.
To be totally honest, we went and shot a month's worth of content today, and I used my phone the entire time.
I didn't use the camera.
I'm about
no,
to sell
yeah.
my camera.
Yeah, right.
I don't care about it anymore. Like I have a. Which, you know, my film friends and my, you know, the creator friends of mine are going to cringe at that. But, like, I truly don't use anything else other than my phone. It's not as convenient. It's not as easy. But here's the beauty is everybody has their phone. Use it. It doesn't make sense for you to just be sitting
on. It doesn't
on,
have to be the brand new iPhone. No matter what you've got,
no,
it's good
literally
enough.
It doesn't. Before, I got a new phone because my phone was an...
It was
and this is the phone I ran for...
A whole year.
No, I ran it for 3 years. I ran, and then, but I was running social media that whole time, too.
Yeah, on it.
I got a new phone because I wanted, because I was running social media at school. I've been doing social media. And moral of the story is use what you got and be consistent with it, because that's all that matters.
Yeah. I was going to say, we're running on low battery for the laptop and microphone, too, and we've been pushing this for over an hour.
For over an hour. Okay, let's end here.
Why don't you guys just be consistent?
Here's
all
I
want.
Discipline with social media.
We're going to end with this. Favorite place you've ever been.
Okay.
Place you want to go.
Favorite place I've ever been. I spent a lot of time growing up on Catalina. I love it. My grandpa actually graduated from Avalon High. I spent a ton of time there growing up, and it has a special place in my heart. So if that's favorite place I've ever been. Place I want to go.
Bucket list.
Ooh! I would say it's kind of like a weird one, but British Columbia.
Oh, it's
like
the
it's
best.
Super attainable. So
we have a client
like,
there who
like
wants us to come visit.
Bucket list thing, but
fine.
Like, but like skiing, I want to go skiing in BC. So if anybody's watching this and likes me, can we please? Can you take me skiing?
And you'll produce content.
I'll produce content for you all day, and I. Dare say I'm a bit of a ripper. So let's go. Let's go. Let's go ski, please.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, that wraps us up. Episode 3, Virtual GM Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. And those of you that were watching and saw our blunders, you know, that's just
good for
happened.
You.
It's awesome.
Thanks for watching.
Yeah. At least
appreciate
for trying, you.
You
know.
Episode 4 will be better.
Yeah. Episode 4 will be better.
Yeah. We're just growing. And we're learning.
We'll do episode 4, same time next week.